Hello, my name is Stephanie, and welcome to my presentation on a novel method for measuring emotion abstraction, the affective abstraction classification task. The same emotion can occur across a wide variety of situations. For example, fear may occur when fleeing from a predator or looking down from looming heights. The ability to conceptualize that the same emotion, fear, is occurring across diverse situations is referred to as emotion abstraction. Here, we seek to examine whether individual differences in emotion abstraction ability may contribute to mental health and illness. In the proposed study, we focus specifically on alexithymia. Alexithymia is characterized by the inability to identify and describe one's emotions. It is a clinically relevant transdiagnostic trait with higher prevalence in individuals with depression, autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, and other mental health illnesses. Here, we hypothesize that people with trait alexithymia may have difficulty experiencing and naming emotions across different situations, meaning those who score highly on the alexithymia inventory would have reduced emotion abstraction ability. We also hypothesize that alexithymia would mediate the relationship between depression and/or ASD with emotion abstraction, meaning if alexithymia is taken out of the equation, there may be a reduced relationship between depression and/or ASD and emotion abstraction. There is currently no dedicated task to measure emotion abstraction ability. Thus, our first objective is to develop such a task. Specifically, we outline the Affective Abstraction Classification Task, or the AACT. The goal of the AACT is to assess emotion abstraction by measuring participants' ability to match diverse, evocative situations to a common emotion concept. In our task, participants will be asked to match a target photo to one of two other photos based on a shared emotion category, such as fear or sadness. We can then measure emotion abstraction ability on the basis of reaction time and error rates, based on agreement with normative ratings. Our second objective is to examine how emotion abstraction ability relates with trait variation, at least in the neurotypical population, in alexithymia, depression, and ASD. We will recruit 85 neurotypical participants, determined through a power analysis, from Amazon Mechanical Turk. Participants will complete the AACT and also fill out inventories for alexithymia, depression, and ASD. In this task, we measure emotion abstraction by asking participants to match a target picture along three dimensions. Emotion category, which are pictures eliciting fear, sadness, amusement, and calmness. Object category, which are pictures of animals and houses. And valence, which are positive and negative pictures. Emotion categories are repeated within each object category. Participants will go through interactive practice trials with feedback to ensure they understand the task objectives. Here are examples of the four matching objectives. For simplicity, the giraffe is the target picture in all examples. It has an emotion category of amused and an object category of animals. The first objective under the emotion matching task requires participants to match by emotion within the same valence and within the same object category. The two matching options are also animals, representing the same object. The dog with the googly eyes is classified as amused and the bird calm, representing the same valence, which is positive. The participant would be correct if they match the giraffe with the dog because they both represent the same emotion, amused. The second objective under the emotion matching task requires participants to match by emotion within the same valence again, but this time across object categories. The two matching options are now houses, representing the different object category. The upside down house is classified as amused and the lake house calm. The participant would then need to match the giraffe picture with the upside-down house because both are amused pictures. This within and across object categories is the experimental aspect that lets us measure emotion abstraction. Not only are participants asked to match by emotion across animal species, they are asked to match the same emotion to a different object completely. The second matching objective is object category, and this task serves as a control for the study. Participants are required to match the giraffe with whichever of the two matching options is an animal. This task serves as a control because it doesn't involve abstraction, just simple matching. As you may notice, the matching options are not the same valence as the giraffe, unlike the last two matching examples. This is because we don't want participants to get confused and match by emotion or valence. Here, the participant would be correct in matching the giraffe to the snake. The last matching objective is valence. Here, participants would match the giraffe to the word positive or the word negative, based on whether it makes them feel more positive or negative. This matching task helps us determine whether participants have difficulty matching emotions within the same valence or if they have trouble determining valence as well. However, this matching task is more subjective, and so there aren't any right or wrong answers, and it helps give us a baseline as to what individual participants feel are positive and negative stimuli. We use all photos as target photos to match and alternate the orientation of the matching options for emotion if emotion matching, object if object matching, and valence words if valence matching. To examine the relationship between emotion abstraction ability and trait measures, we will run correlations between reaction time during the AACT emotion matching condition trials with trait measures of alexithymia, depression, and ASD scores. We will also examine correlations between reaction time on the AACT object and valence matching conditions with trait measures for the AACT to see if this relationship is specific to emotion matching or is general across conditions. We will use a test of differences between dependent correlations corrected for multiple comparisons to test whether observed correlations are significantly different from each other. Next, we will test our mediation model that alexithymia explains the relationship between emotion abstraction with depression and/or ASD. We will use a bootstrapping procedure to determine if the relationship between emotion abstraction with depression and/or ASD decreases upon controlling for alexithymia. In conclusion, these results, if shown, support our hypothesis that alexithymia may underlie emotion abstraction and its relationship with depression and ASD, at least in the neurotypical population. These findings will further validate the use of the AACT in examining emotion abstraction for use in addressing fundamental and translational research questions. In doing so, the AACT will be useful for the research community as a behavioral performance-based task to examine deficits in emotion abstraction. Our short-term future directions are to replicate results across a variety of different sets of object category stimuli to ensure robustness and generalizability. We also plan to develop and test a feedback-based trial and error learning version of the AACT. A feedback-based learning version of the AACT will be useful for examining learning about emotion concepts and for testing participants with language deficits. In the long term, future research can examine the transdiagnostic value of emotion abstraction across clinical groups, the neural basis of emotion abstraction, and how it varies across the lifespan. Here are the references if you would like to look into them. I would like to thank my lab for their help and support, as well as Northeastern for funding this project and you for your attention. Feel free to contact me via email or my social media for any questions or discussion you may have. As a plug, the ABS lab is looking for another lab technician. If you're interested or know of anyone who is or would be a good candidate, please have them email the lab email, and the application link will be on our website. Thank you.